3 years ago, I was working at a charter school in Cincinnati. Now, I'm doing field observation in the back of the classroom in a Cincinnati public school. A few of my previous students are in this class, and it's great to see them again. One of them, Wendell, has clearly grown as a student, and I'm proud to see his progress. Wendell's voice dominates the class discussion. He continually provides answers to questions posed by Ms. Williams and questions of his own relating back to the text they were reading, The Crucible. Wendell's participation trails off into a conversation with his neighbor, a fact Ms. Williams is quick to catch. Stopping mid-sentence, she calls out Wendell. "Wendell, move over there." Wendell responds, deadpan. All the excitement that previously was in his voice has been drained. "That's not my name." "Sure it is, Wendell. It's the name on all my paperwork." He doesn't budge from his seat or his position. "That's not my name." This time there's a little more oomph in the knot. Ms. Williams refuses to move from the subject, shifting her weight and her hand to one hip and pulling her lips terse together. Wendell obliges, picking his things up and dragging his feet to a seat across the room. "Yeah, over there," Ms. Williams adds as if he wasn't already moving. With a loud groan and a slam of his books down, Wendell's head leans against the wall. His eyes close. Not a peep comes from him for the rest of the class. Once students are out of the room, I approach Miss Williams. I tell her, "He pronounces his name Wendell," to which she replies, "I know. I was just getting over the fact that he was being defiant." I'm honestly taken aback by what Miss Williams has just shared to me. She's purposely mispronouncing a student's name, which is going to further escalate the issue. Aside from this fact, though, I'm feeling proud of myself. 3 years ago at the charter school, I didn't stand up for students nearly enough in the moment. But I feel myself changing as an educator. I find myself feeling more confident with my voice and the power that I hold within the classroom, and understanding that that is a privilege as well, especially with the color of my skin. I stood up for Wendell today, even though it was small, and he'll never know. At least I said something.